tell me about this one.
So you've got a pig's trotter stew. Pig's trotter in Chinese, jiu sao, sounds like zao sao, so it's like, it's like easy money, easy fortune.
Okay.
Yeah, served with bok choy, which sounds like getting rich or becoming wealthy.
Okay.
So sort of like this wild vegetable.
Bok choy.
Bok choy.
I mean, I hate to say it, it doesn't look great. It's actually very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like it. This is close to home cooking as you can get, not at home.
These places become really popular for your everyday, you know, getting off work in Central, you know, popping by or kind of local eatery.
Right. Oh, wow, what's this? Thank you.
Now that's the signature dish of Chinese New Year. You've got a turnip cake.
Right.
Which is savory. It's made with dried shrimp, dried scallops, air-dried sausages. They call it Li Gou, which is the New Year cake.
That would keep you going for like a week, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they've got a sweet version of that, which is kind of a rice cake, and it's super gooey.
It's super gooey. Oh, that's good. It's caramelly and...
Yeah, families have like the really old school recipe. I mean, they make it at home and, you know, usually it's super delicious.
So it would be the equivalent of, you know, a family in the UK cooking the Christmas cake, the recipe that's been passed down the family for three generations. So, Alan, how would you spend New Year with your family?
Obviously, eating endlessly. It just doesn't stop, you know. You eat all day long.
How many meals might you have in a day?
You mean apart from breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
There is another food that is completely ubiquitous in China. Well, not just in China, all over the world. But just because it's commonplace doesn't mean that it's not just as important for every New Year table.